Bobby Mack. Yeah, it's the sound, that dude JC. We are at a special event today for a good friend of mine, and all of you know her because you remember from my praise days, she was everywhere, all over the station, all over the events. Yeah, it's your favorite redhead, Angelai Robinson. And she just released a book, and we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But first of all, my sister.
Yes!
My sister from another mister.
That's right. That's me. So good to see you, man. So good to be back in the DMV.
Yeah, because you were like in Texas.
I'm in Texas. Yep, I've been out there for 8 years now. You know, I did a, I had a promo tour when I was promoting the my CD, Lessons in Love. Mm-hmm. And I went out there and I fell in love with the people.
Really?
I was like, man, I grew up in the wrong place.
No, you didn't.
I'm telling you, I was just like, even though I've never had an issue with people, you know, I'm a people person.
Yeah.
But the people are so much friendlier there.
Really?
They really are.
More friendly than the DMV.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Now? We're a political state, you know, like things are a little different. But out there, the people are just, they take care of their own too, right?
Right.
So Texas is like, don't mess with Texas.
Really?
Yeah. So it don't matter who you are, where you come from. Once you're here, you're a Texan and we got your back.
So were you wishing you were back in the DMV when y'all had all that ice and snow and stuff?
No, because it wasn't nothing.
Really?
I was like, are you kidding me?
The news made it sound like it was like.
To them, because they don't get it.
Okay.
But that was nothing. It was like, you just shook that off my shoulders, like brush it off, like whatever.
Yeah. So tell us what you're doing now.
Oh my gosh. So I'm promoting my book. It's called Who Are You? Tales of a Survivor. It's my autobiography. So I am bearing my soul and telling all of the things that I've got. Well, I won't say all because you can't put it all in the book.
Right.
But just the most important things, the highlights, things like that. I knew I always wanted to write one. And, you know, being in the pandemic and everybody being quarantined, I was actually able to take the time and do it.
Yeah.
It was about an 8-month project that it took me to do it. A lot of hours going into putting it together. And it's just kind of taking on a life of its own, you know, because I'm a sex abuse survivor, and I put that in the book and let everybody know my story. And so many women are coming to me and telling me their stories and their children's stories and things like that. So it's kind of, you know, it's now become a movement into where I'm just trying to start the conversation and make our voices loud so that people can start to get the help and heal from trauma so that they can become the best version of themselves.
So in your book, Who Are You?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that caught my attention was you were abused since you were 4 years old.
Yep.
In addition to that trauma, you couldn't even spell your own name. It says so in the bio. So let me ask you a question, because a lot of people, they suffer in silence with domestic violence. What is it that within you made you continue to move forward when you could have just regressed and just quit?
Man, I mean, to be honest, I would have to just give it to God. I really feel like there's an anointing on my life. And when God put me in front of people, the way that they hear me, how they receive me, it's got to just be God working in and through me to be able to come through the things that I've come through and continue pushing, you know, and just don't stop. And I want other people to see that we can heal. Together we can heal. You definitely do need support from other people. And a lot of times you don't get it from your own families. You know, you get ostracized by your family. You get judged by your family. You know, sometimes you got to reach out to other people. You know what I'm saying? So I really, just to be honest, I got to just give it to God.
Yeah. We're talking to Angelai Robinson, author of the book just released, Who Are You? It tells of the accounts of her life as a domestic survivor and how she overcame a lot of the issues that just presented themselves in her life. Now, let me ask you this. Were there ever times that you felt, I just want to give up?
You know what? I was going to say no, because I've never been that person. But when I went through my divorce, when I came out of the music industry, and I was in a 16-year marriage that I came out of, and I got into a new relationship, it was hell. I mean, like, you know, for women, when we make the decision to leave a relationship or a situation, we're harshly judged, where a lot of times men are not. You know, men can step out of a relationship, they can move on, do things, have babies, do whatever, and it's just the norm. But when a woman does it and she takes control of her life and she says, I choose happiness, a lot of times we're judged for that. You know, we're supposed to stay. We're supposed to just, you know, take care of the children, and just, if you're unhappy, it's whatever, this is your job. And so I really felt alone, because, you know, to be honest, JC, I had, you know, like church members, you know, that turned their back on me and, you know, wanted me to do things that were unethical. And it put me in a really dark place, you know, and so I did. I don't know if it was just a give up, but I did have suicidal ideations, and I'm much stronger than that. But I just think God was just preparing me for what I'm going into next.
Yeah.
I'm stronger than I've ever been.
A lot of our audience are young people. Young people are suffering a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
Social media being bullied, to depression, and What would you speak into their life right now, especially for those that are involved in domestic violence situations or feel like they're at the end of their rope and they have nowhere else to go?
Tell someone. Talk to someone. Find someone that you can trust. If you don't have that person, there are resources. And if you don't know how to find them, they can always reach out to me and I'll make sure you have my information. That's going to be the important thing because, you know, our children, they're being raised by the music of today. They're being raised by the films that we watch. And a lot of that stuff is not geared towards, you know, anything that's healthy, you know, and they're kind of just trying to fit in and they're just existing and doing what they feel is popular and they're really broken on the inside. You know what I mean? So that's what I would say. Tell somebody, talk to somebody, and try to live and stand in your truth and not live up to what society is telling you to do, because a lot of times it ain't good.
Right. We're talking to Angeli Robinson, author of just released book, Who Are You? This book is going to be pretty big to those people who are in need and need to hear somebody's testimony of how they became, how they came out of such a lifestyle.
Yeah.
What's next?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. You know, like, I didn't even expect all of this. You know what I'm saying?
I shouldn't even ask that question, knowing you.
I know. But, you know, I just definitely going to keep going. And, I mean, I definitely, you know, I've been doing some motivational speaking, you know, some coaching and things like that. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. And so I just see God placing me before millions of people, you know, and speaking into the lives of those people and, you know, people's lives being changed. You know, you can go from trauma to triumph. I have. And so I know if I can do it, they can. So, yeah, I'm just a vessel, man. Just, you know.
Okay.
Use me.
Give us your contact information.
Okay, so you can always visit my website, which is angelirobinson.com, and it's spelled kind of funny. It's spelled like Angelia, since you mentioned like not spelling my name correctly.
Right.
It's A-N-G-E-L-I-A and then Robinson.com. You can find me all over social media, Facebook, everything's the same. My Instagram, all of that stuff. The book is available on Amazon and all the other major retailers. And if you want an autographed copy, then just go to my website and then that way I can get it out to you.
I am so proud of you.
Thank you, and it's so good to see you.
Same here.
Yes.
We hope you come back and see us again.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, by the way, the next time you come back, you can take over the show.
No!
Take the day off.
Hey!
Y'all ain't heard her on the radio, but she know how to run a show.
I do, and I love that. I actually miss that.
All right.
Gotcha.
All right. More of the best of today's Christian hip-hop, rap, and R&B right here on The Sound. Inspirational music turned upside down.
The Sound.